Hello?
Hey, Angela. This is Dan Nelson, Local Splash.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah, no worries.
The number is calling me again, and I didn't even get to listen to the voicemail yet. I just have been so deep in this other stuff that I'm doing, and I'm like, I wasn't even thinking about the time. So, great.
Yep. So I wanted to give you an update on the website first off, okay? So I pulled it up, and just so you know, there's like a 404 error or something coming on the homepage. Just so you know, I already sent that to our website department. So they're going to fix that.
I think I know what the problem is.
What's that?
If, I don't know, like when I clicked on the link, all right, it doesn't happen to me when I'm through my dashboard, I don't think. When I click on one of those like little links that, that say the website address, mm-hmm. but the link from my, that I got sent to view it from the email, it was missing the S after the HTTPS is what I thought it was, because when you just put in the Flucome services, .com, it comes up, and that's the web address. So I don't know if it's that S that's missing. That's what I thought that was.
Whatever it is, they'll fix it. They're so good on that side. So I sent it to Celine, who's like our main web developer. So she's going to get right on it for sure, you know.
Awesome.
Okay.
Oh, no, I hope he didn't leave me that card, did he? Are you able to do like a routing bank number? For the payment, or has it got to be a credit card?
Okay. It has to be a card number. Yes, ma'am.
Hold on one second. I mean, CTM is able to send me. I don't think I have it. Hey, George? Are you able to send me the card information for the Jim Thorpe account, the Flucome Services account? It's the debit card. Yeah, I don't know if you can also put a message out to. So I wrote back to the general. I probably should have just called, but I was starting my other job.
Yeah, just call me, and I'll get you the right department every time. You know.
Okay, because I wanted to go over like some changes that I thought I was thinking, but I also wanted to get like a walkthrough on if like.
Yeah, for sure. So, it, just to clarify, though, is it with the website, or you just mean, like, in total, like, changes on the keywords or anything like that?
Oh, no, it's just a couple of things. Like, it's not really the keywords or anything like that. It's just, like, the layout and, like, logo things like that. Yeah.
Okay. So
I believe it's the 2046 number, not the 3306.
I have a 2230 and a
306. Okay, then all right, sorry. It's a different card. 2230, then. That's the card I need. When you put it on that, you should be able to lock it down. I'm sorry, you're going to give that to me? You got it?
Just give me a second to pull open.
Great, thanks. Oh, you're going to turn that on? Yeah, I'll go in the other room. Yeah, I know that's going to be.
The billing, too, let me ask you, are you, this card we're going to use, is it for the, just for the application, or is it for your normal
billing?
At this point, too? Right.
Yeah, at this point, it's going to be the normal, it's going to just be for the application for right now.
Okay. So give me a second.
Because generally, we just use, like, the other one. This bank in particular is a little funny. So that's why. He's starting to send it to me.
Yeah, take your time. I messaged my wife. She works in billing, so I'm going to have her change it, and then, change the card back to the 4632, right? Is what we want to do?
Yeah, I believe so. And if anything, if anything changes before then, I'll let
you
know.
Yeah, just let me know. Yeah, 100%.
It's so funny. He's sending me the card in different text messages and different phone numbers.
All right.
So I got it when you're ready.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
A MasterCard.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are.
Yep. It's 5281.
Mm-hmm.
2900.
Okay.
1002.
Okay.
2230.
Got it. Expiration date?
9/27.
All right. CVC code?
That is 135.
All right. So, same billing address, right? 26 Wetzel Road? Okay.
Yep.
So, let me code out the card. Give me 1 second. I'm going to attach Google Guarantee to your account. And then I'm going to change the card back, okay? Just give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
In a second here, after I activate it, you're going to get an email that says your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. It's going to have a bunch of stuff on there, but the main thing is it's going to have a link to the application, okay?
Yep.
So give me 1 sec. Oh, let me change it. I put it to bill yesterday, so I'm changing it right now.
Okay.
One second. All right. I was like, why is it giving me that error, you know? Okay. So let me add LSA application. What I'm going to do to you before we get off the phone is I'm going to set an appointment with our web developer. That way you could go over, like, with her, like, the changes that you want on there. And she's amazing. Her name's Celine. So,
okay.
Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, process. All right. And at LSA. When we first started offering this, I used to have to message billing to, like, do all this, you know, and I told my boss, I was like, man, I need to just have access. Because sometimes it takes a while. They're on calls or in, like, meetings and stuff, you know?
So, yeah,
we got all that figured out. Okay, so here comes the Google Guaranteed Campaign Has Begun email. You're also, it's going to automatically trigger you a text message with the application. Do you want that text to go to George, too, or are you just going to forward it to him?
No, that can come to me.
Okay.
Because I'm going to end up doing everything anyway.
Perfect. And on the application, so a couple tips, okay? It's a one-page application, but when you start filling it out, right, if you pause it, right, when you come back for security reasons, it's going to it won't save the information. So when you go to do the application, you're going to want to do it in one sitting, okay?
Okay, just one sitting. Yep, no problem.
Yeah, and on there too, so it shows you an example of the insurance they want to see, right? It'll be the Accord document. So you'll want to put the Accord in, also put the license, and then just fill out the rest of the information. Now, I think I told you yesterday, so there's two companies that do the background check.
Yeah.
If Evident is doing the background check, they're going to require you guys to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So we'll trigger that text to you. If it's Pinkerton, it'll only be what's on the application that's required.
Okay. I don't know if this is a silly question or not, but, like, what kind of things are they, is it, like, more like a a criminal background check?
It is. So they're looking off the past 7 years. If there's any felonies, right, it would disqualify you from the program.
Okay. Okay. I just didn't know if there was. Yeah. No.
Okay.
He said
no
felonies, no criminal things, but. You know, I was just curious if there was
DUIs,
like,
they don't care about for whatever reason. Tickets, they don't care about, right? It's just if there's any like felonies on there, then it would
okay.
It wouldn't
approve. Nothing else like I guess if you will, like liens or like a financial lien or anything like
no,
that.
No, it's not a credit check. It's a background check.
Okay.
So yeah,
okay.
They're not going to see any of that and they don't even really care.
I know, but I want to ask because I don't know what's going on, you know, with.
Yeah. It's my job to make sure you guys will get approved for it. That's why I just make sure there's no felonies, you know,
there's no felonies. No,
good.
He's clean on that. So.
Right. I have one client, I'll tell you this. So, he actually had a felony like 6 years ago or whatever. And we found a workaround where he changed the business in his wife's name. Cause he's like, he's recovered. He's like, man, I'm doing great. He's been with us for like 6 years too. So we found a workaround and he is rolling on Google Guaranteed. He's doing so good, you know? So there's ways to get around it. But yeah, if he has no felony, you're golden for sure. Okay.
Okay. He's good.
So I'm going to set 2 appointments. I know that's not ideal, but I have to set a Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment.
This one,
we block off for 30 minutes, okay? Usually the call just takes about 15 minutes or so. When do you think you'll be able to have that application in?
I could probably do that a little bit later after I finish up with my other work, so I don't really see it. I'd probably be able to get that done. Yeah, you just got, so in the one sitting, that means I should be uploading as, in that one sitting as well with the binder or whatever it is for the insurance and a copy of the insurance and then what else?
The insurance and the license.
I have that.
Yeah.
So all that has
I would
to be
start
done
with that.
Chat?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
So it's a one page.
I
would start with the insurance and the licensing. Now, so when we set your onboarding appointment, they'll be able to tell you if it's evident or Pinkerton doing the background check. If it's evident, they'll trigger you that text for George to scan the front and back of his driver's license. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, so the onboarding, do you want to – so I could put it in later today, like at 6:30, if you have the application done by then, or I can set it for tomorrow if you want. That works better.
Tomorrow is okay. I'm available really any time, maybe after 9.
Okay,
really,
after 9.
Because I don't have any meetings or anything like that. It's Friday.
Okay, let me, hold on, I want to, because I don't want you to spend your whole day, so let me check the website one too. So let me see, okay. So what I can do, if this works for you, Google Guaranteed, they have an 11:30 appointment, right?
Okay.
And then I could set the website appointment for 12 o'clock. That way, you know what I'm saying? Like, it'll take up an hour of your day instead of, like 30 minutes here and then 30 minutes later on, you know? Does that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's not a problem.
Perfect. Okay, so you're going to get 2 email calendar invites. Give me 1 second. The first one is going to say local splash LSA onboarding appointment. Okay? And remember that LSA term, you want to get used to that because that's how the leads will come through on your phone. Okay?
Okay.
So let me, hold on. Let me see. And it'll have George's number on there, but I'm going to let them know which number to call. Okay. So
mm-hmm.
Just ignore that, but get this through. Okay. So that's done.
Right.
And then let me set you're also going to get a local splash my site appointment. Okay. It'll say an hour's blocked off. That's just to be safe. Usually that call doesn't take that long for the mic side as well.
Okay.
Okay.
No problem. All right.
So let me get this through. My site. And then what will happen, so 1 hour before the Google Guaranteed appointment, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know the appointment's coming. And then really while you're on that call, so you're going to get another email and text reminder for the My Side appointment, okay? So just
okay,
be aware.
Okay, no problem.
Both calls, too, will come from our 877 number, okay? So you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Last thing. Okay, I deleted the old card. Do you have the old card with you that you want to change it back to?
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay, my bad. I asked my wife, and I guess I already changed the card before she was able to get in and save it, you know? So,
Okay,
so the old card was a Visa, right?
The old card was it was a Visa. Sorry.
Okay,
yep.
Okay, and I'm ready for that card number when you are.
Okay, it's a 4999.
Okay.
9801.
Okay.
3702.
Okay.
4632.
All right. And the expiration?
It's 727.
727. Okay. Change that. Okay. And the CBC code?
Sorry. Excuse me. 087.
Got it. And expiration was 727, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I just changed that back to that card. Okay. So when your leads are active too, okay, what's going to happen, like I mentioned, you'll get a phone call, email, text verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. If you want to use a different card for that too, all you got to do is let us know. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Perfect.
Got it.
So, all right. So I got everything changed back over. Okay. Did you get the application? Were you able to find it?
I still have the text.
Okay. It's in the text, and it's in that email, too. It'll say Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins, and then there's going to be a blue hyperlink that will say, like, application on it.
Mm-hmm. I did get the text for that. Fill out the form. Get the app. I'm going to just double check. I mean, I don't know why I didn't get that notification from Microsoft yet.
Yeah, it was kind of delayed when it went through, too. It was weird.
All right. I think that this is it. Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins. Yep.
And then you'll have the blue hyperlink right there that says application. Okay. Do you have any questions for me right now?
I don't think so.
Okay. You guys are going to absolutely love this. Save my number. So if you ever do have questions, don't hesitate to call. And your Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment will be at 11:30 tomorrow. The My Side appointment with Celine will be at 12 o'clock, okay?
Right. Just hang on. I thought I wrote that down. what you said to, or is that the...
Go ahead.
Yeah, hang on.
Yeah.
All right, so the application you said, or is that something different?
The Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment, what they're going to do, when you fill out that application, it's sent directly to Google. So in the onboarding appointment, they'll send you, like, confirmation emails so you can pick, like, your subcategories and all that good stuff, right? Plus, they're going to be able to push the application through and let you know if it's Evident or Pinkerton doing the background check. So the onboarding appointment at 11:30, that's just with your Google Guaranteed tech, basically. They want to meet you, go over how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly, all that good stuff.
Okay. No, I was going to ask you, you said to do a certain thing, like, on the application. It was just one owner?
Yes. One owner plus zero field workers. Yep, you're right. So one owner, zero field workers, and then it's only going to be the background on George. So... you won't have to do the background on all your employees if you fill it out that way.
One owner, zero field. I thought I wrote this down. Zero field employees. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Okay.
So then, I guess that's really it. I'll get the application done later, and then we'll rock and roll tomorrow.
Perfect. I already sent to the website department too regarding like fixing that 404 that I saw, just so they could square that away. But tomorrow you still have your appointment. That way you could go over like thoroughly the changes you want made. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds perfect. Yep.
All right. Awesome. Congratulations. All right. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. You too.
All right. All right, bye. Angela. Bye.